Dear Editor, Deborah Griant's letter to the editor of February 15 truly struck a nerve with me. Turns out she didn't betray her teacher, who should be complimented as an educator. Grant learned the lesson about respecting others extremely well. It showed a positive development of her character, a beneficial influence on her chosen community. Frequently, I have felt compelled to verbally condemn the actions of others, especially politicians. A particular official in Ottawa has this pronounced effect on me. Number 45 in the U.S. had me break away from civil behavior by verbally expressing my discontent for him and his obvious disrespect for the truth. His lack of respect for other people or well-regarded institutions just could not support an ounce of respect from within myself. This is obviously based on my acquired values over time. But there is a very simple formula I've accepted to be the foundation of all interactions between humans. I do respect every person I meet. Until I learn otherwise, most have qualities I can learn from, experiences that can be helpful, wisdom I can draw from and talents that can motivate. And most people know, or know of, people who can enhance my neighbors or my family's well-being. Respectful interactions are fundamental to our future developments as a civil society. Without them, prejudices will remain unbroken, preventing an open and beneficial exchange of ideas and thoughts. How do we, as a society, reintroduce respect? Will AI become the fact-checking tool to prevent lying, cheating, and misleading statements? Should Griant's teachers' teachings be duplicated in schools? Renee Pohl, Okotoks.